Well, howdy guys. Now here's a 22-year-old Femon. And this is the common picture. Femons put on their social media pages because they're all models, as you know. Notice the nose pin? No matter how subtle, it's still a red flag to me. Tons of makeup and, of course, the dream filters. And if I had all that, even I wouldn't look too bad. But it's all fake and false. Smoke and mirrors. And of course, it's all superficial. And tells you absolutely nothing of what this person is really like. Because she's in court at the moment and has been charged with 24 counts of abusing young children between the ages of 18 months and 2 years. And it's physical abuse. And of course, this is a Femon, so she's not going to take accountability or responsibility at all and try and blame it on absolutely everything else. Apparently, she was sleep-deprived. She used to stay up to 3 a.m. in the morning with her boyfriend, smoking cannabis and vaping, which made her irritable and moody the next day. There you have it, guys. It's the boyfriend's fault, not her irresponsibility and her bad choices. Oh, and yes, another excuse was period pains. They use that one a lot. And she also wears acrylic nails, which is something you wouldn't wear, really, in the job that she's got, working in a nursery. So it's not the reason that she's probably not a very nice person, and is obviously very mean to vulnerable children. Quite a few males have said that responsibility and accountability for Femons is like kryptonite to Superman. And it's true, isn't it? I'd have a lot more respect for Femons if they just own up to when they screw up and do some bad things. How can you get any better if you don't admit you did something wrong? Throughout my life, I've seen Femons be very, very vindictive, spiteful and mean. It's almost as if they get some enjoyment out of creating pain for other people. The court case is ongoing. Apparently, the investigators went through 400 hours of video. So the proof is there. Of course, if she is found guilty, whether justice will be served or not is another matter. It's a Femon, of course. But once again, guys, video evidence has shown us Femon's true nature. You can't rely on Femons telling the truth. All they will give you is lies and deceit. But they're still trying to push the old trope. Femons are good. Males are bad. Funny. That's not what I see. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy now.